From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China's foreign ministry is blaming the U.S. for ruining the, quote, harmonious atmosphere at a meeting of world leaders in Papua New Guinea, highlighting the division between the two nations. For the first time in 29 years, leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting failed to agree on a joint statement. According to AgWeb.com, Vice President Mike Pence and China's President Xi Jinping traded barbs in their speeches. Meanwhile, President Trump believes a deal can be reached. Food loss and waste in the U.S. is a huge issue. In fact, according to AgriPulse, food waste is the single largest category of material sent to municipal landfills. To deal with the issue, the USDA, the EPA, and the FDA recently announced the signing of a joint formal agreement under the Winning on Reducing Food Waste Initiative. The initiative is aimed at improving coordination and communication across federal agencies to better educate Americans on the importance of reducing food waste. China's soybean imports from Brazil nearly doubled in October year over year as buyers scooped up shipments amid trade tensions with the United States. Agriculture.com reports China typically buys most of its soybeans from the U.S. in the fourth quarter after the U.S. harvest and as Brazil crops are still maturing. China importers are avoiding U.S. soybeans following the 25% tariff Beijing imposed on U.S. beans in response to U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.